You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Oh yeah, it does. It is Friday, March 10th, 2017. Big ups Chris Pavone for the new open. It's the Rodo Experts in the Morning alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson. I am Greg Sussman. What's up, Corey?
What's the deal, Greg? Here we go, Roto Experts in the Morning for a Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday and it's snowing in New York City. How about that?
What do you think of the new open, man? You got me pumped up.
I'm pretty pumped up, you know what I'm saying? Ready to go on a Friday. Got a lot of football going down today. How about that? Some interesting things. Yep, interesting stuff going on yesterday, and it's going to shape 2017 fantasy scene. So that's about that, Greg. How was your experience last night? I'm quite sure you got into some of the conference tournaments going on across the nation and stuff like that.
I was flipping between all the conference tournaments. It was awesome. You know, I was really rooting for Rutgers, like I said. Rutgers at one point allowed Northwestern to go on a 31-0 run against them. So that ended poorly for Rutgers. I watched a little SEC action with Vanderbilt last night.
Vandy.
Saw, of course, UNC win yesterday afternoon, and the Duke win a little bit later on. So we got UNC Duke tonight.
Hey, my sister's going to that one.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's awesome. We got Maryland Northwestern tonight. My sister's going to that one.
Really?
Nope.
Oh. I'm Jimmy Loveless, one of my fantasy football homies. He'd probably be at that one. He's a big Terp fan.
That one's in D.C., so that'd be good. We got some good SEC stuff. How about Kansas falling yesterday in the Big 12?
Yeah.
TCU.
But you know what? If I'm Kansas, I'm satisfied with that. You know what I mean? Get that one out the system before you go dancing. I think Kansas has a shot to make a pretty deep run.
Yeah. Kansas, of course, they're Josh Jackson there, prized freshman, certainly up for the player of the year. It was suspended for that one. And they get a week off for the tournament. Not the worst thing in the world.
Exactly. Not the worst thing in the world. So
still be number one seed.
Yeah, still be number one seed. I think Kansas is there late in the season competing for the, you know, one shining moment. So going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Joe Lunardi, though, he's so damn good with his bracketology, right?
Is he, though?
Is he? He might just nail it, you know what I'm saying? Because I was Noah came through last night, and we was talking about, because you know the Eastern Regional is at the Garden. So we was like, yo, the Tar Heels would probably be the one seed in the East. That's what I was like. He was like, nah, Joe Lunardi said they're the one seed in the South. And I'm like,
since Villanova, we could be up, well, we'd be up here.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like,
What's the regionals at the Garden this year?
Hmm?
The regionals at the Garden?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep, the regionals at the Garden's MSG getting some regional action.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, honey, I guess. I think it's because that NIT, do they still do that postseason NIT?
Sure, of course.
But that, I don't think that.
A week later.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But I know they all have an NCAA tournament action at the Garden.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be fun.
Imagine Maryland was there. Oh.
That'd be big. Oh. You, Boomer, Esiason, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The whole gang. Shout out to Boomer.
Yeah, I gotta go check out Lunardi's bracketology now and see where we are. But the reason I brought up, you know, Joe Lunardi not being like the best is because I have a site now called bracketmatrix.com.
Okay.
And it, oh, this isn't the, here, the rankings. And it lists for the last 5 years the rankings of every bracketologist.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Patrick Stevens. You know Patrick Stevens? He's down in Maryland. He's a Maryland guy.
Oh, yeah. I know Pat Stevens. He used to do, he used to cover college sports for the Times.
Yes, he did. Uh-huh. Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. So they have everyone ranked. Lunardi's the 22nd ranked bracketologist.
Really?
Yes, over the last 5 years. And he's never won a year.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Number 22.
Could have fooled me with that one.
See, it's why you don't know. That's why I have this up there. But we'll see. Bracketologists here in the Madison Square Garden's in the East. You said,
yeah.
I gotta get there. Ho ho!
He has Maryland.
He's got Maryland in there.
How about that, Maryland's in the East.
Ho ho! Maryland just wins two games. Maryland wins two games. We're headed to MSG. Ho ho ho! Oh boy, next Thursday night's gonna be a big night then. Two Thursdays from that.
Yeah, so there you go.
Imagine we get there. Oh my
God. So, yeah, it's the March, the Tout Wars weekend. Greg is like, I don't. You know, I'm in the fold, so you know what I'm saying. So
you are a member of Tout Wars now. Yeah, now that you're in Tout Wars, you have to attend all these Tout Wars events.
I'm in the fold, so you know what I mean. You want to show love, you know, to the founding fathers. You know what I mean. Pay your respects. March 24th, 26th, we got a NCAA tournament action at the world's most famous arena, which is which is right in our rearview mirror, right behind us. You know what I mean?
Well,
broadcast live from Studio 34, so that's good times right there.
Yeah. So yeah, if Maryland wins, I'm gonna be at the Garden for that.
Yeah, you're not even.
I'm gonna have to pay whatever it is to get there. You know,
it's
that.
Friday and Sunday.
They play Sunday, Friday and Sunday?
Yeah, so Friday at noon, that's the Sweet 16, right?
Friday. No.
Friday, March 24th, the noon session. Well, yeah, it shouldn't be because that's Sweet 16.
No.
That should be night games.
It'll be night games.
Yeah.
Noon does not make sense.
Yeah, that'd be night games.
Yeah.
I wonder why I say 12 p.m. on here. All right, we'll figure it out, though. Still plenty of time to go, but this thing is expensive, too. My goodness.
Well, tickets are out already? Should I buy one now?
Where you want to sit? What's ideal seat for you?
Somewhere at the 200s, right? That makes
in
sense.
In the 200s.
Is that too low?
200s. 306.
$306?
Yeah.
For one ticket?
That's for you by yourself. That's not you on a date. That's not you with...
This cannot be correct. Where's the... give me seats that are... Well, all right, hold on. We're like section 311.
311.
I don't even know what 311 is.
I'm about to say, does the Garden have a 311?
No.
311 is 265.
Are you out of your damn mind?
That's the Chase Bridge. So that's pretty far up there too. So they want 265. But listen, this is a resale site, so maybe you get a little better deal on some other site. But I'll check. You know.
Well, you know what? Here's what I'm gonna do. If Maryland winds up in the East bracket on Selection Sunday, then I'll go buy a ticket just to have one, and I'll sell it to
maybe you hawk it.
Oh, that's the plan. I'll have to buy a ticket, and then I'll have to sell it and upcharge and make some money.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
You know that?
I'm cool with that. I'll go out there with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. You got Tout Wars, bro.
But no. I'm saying I'll go out there with you to sell the ticket.
But I'm not going to sell it if Maryland's in.
Oh, you're going to go? Yeah.
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 Oh, I can't do that with you.
No. I understand. Sorry. You're a busy man. I understand.
No, it's a tough time of year. I'll be with you in spirit though, because
thanks, man, appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? I just thought about yesterday, the dude that make "This Is Why Duke Sucks." Remember that song? This
Peter Rosenberg.
That's Peter Rosenberg from
187.
You know what? Yeah. I did not know that.
Peter Rosenberg's everywhere right now too.
Peter Rosenberg is doing good.
He's massive.
How did he get to Hot 97? How did he go from
"This Is Why Duke Sucks"?
How did he go from? I thought, doesn't he do some stuff with ESPN New York too?
Yeah.
How does he get from Hot 97 to ESPN New York?
Good agent.
That's pretty good.
And he also does a wrestling podcast for ESPN. He appears on the WWE Network. Oh, yeah. He's everywhere right now.
And he's a Maryland dude?
He's a Maryland dude.
You all was in school together, same time?
No, he's a little older than me.
He's older than you?
Older
than
me.
How about that? I didn't know
Peter Rosenberg. I'd love to be Peter Rosenberg.
Meet him or be him?
Be him.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool. Because I might
have met him.
I want to be in Hot 97 once, you know what I'm saying? Like, if something happened, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, somebody come up in there and they get to beefing, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
I'd be a part of hip-hop history.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm in Tout Wars, because I'm like, I don't know if you knew about that. I'm an answer to a Black History Month question.
but you were not in Tout Wars during February.
No, but now, you know, now if you know, like for Black History Month, you know, if you know, your child has to do a presentation, they can do it on me.
Hmm.
Fantasy executive.
That no.
Probably not. Not yet.
You know, I don't see us getting there. I don't see us getting there.
The Washington fired Scott McLaughlin.
People could call him McLaughlin. I don't know if you pronounce his name.
What's his name?
I thought it was just Scott McLuhan, to be honest with you.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
But maybe it's because that's how I read it. Yeah.
They canned him.
They did. That's actually where I wanted to start.
Canned him overnight.
So I wanted to start with Marcus, who you know,
is not here. How about that?
That's where I wanted to start, because this whole Scott
McLuhan... I can help.
This whole Scott McLuhan situation is, like, really crazy to me. because back in February, it's about a month ago, it's Black History Month, did you know that?
Yep.
Chris Cooley, who works for the Redskins organization and also has a radio show out there in D.C., longtime Redskin.
Yeah, he's over there at 980. You know he's a fantasy guy, right?
I do. Mm-hmm. Speaking of fantasy guys, how's Juwan Dixon coming along?
I sent the email, to the athletic department.
So beautiful. Hope to hear from him. He kind of leaked, you know, he hears that Scott McLuhan is having alcohol issues again. And that's mm-hmm. pretty serious accusation.
You just don't go on the radio and say that. You know what I'm saying?
That's not, that is an accusation.
Yeah.
And then you heard...
Especially considering ESPN 980 is Red Zebra Media,
Snyder, right?
Which is Dan Snyder's company.
Right.
So he's just not going to go on Dan Snyder's channel and talk about Dan Snyder's general manager if it's not true, whatever. Or not, you know, if it's not feasible because Dan Snyder will fire him.
So are you saying
come work with us.
So are you saying it's like Breitbart, perhaps?
Yeah, yeah. I used to. I got started at
Breitbart.
I got not at Breitbart, but Jesus. I wouldn't do that. I got started at 980.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of Maryland interns at 980.
Yeah,
well.
The dudes I work with from Maryland.
Mm-hmm. So he goes on and lays an accusation, and there weren't really many things you were hearing about the Washington organization before that, and it sounded like he was like a comic presence, and he had like put some good pieces in there.
And he was a smart football guy.
He was a smart football guy. He had some talent together, and you know he came in there. I believe he came in there after Jay Gruden, but like he made his mark on the team, and supposedly he was the one that actually pushed to sign Kirk Cousins long term. Bruce Allen, Dan Snyder, like you know what, let's do this thing 1 year at a time. They don't allow him to go to the combine. They don't allow him to speak to the media. They don't allow him to do anything. And they use the excuse that he's, you know, he's prepping for his grandmother's funeral, which, of course, was 3 weeks prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of lies coming from the Washington organization.
What else is new?
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they finally fire him.
Yep.
They finally fire him after this long and winding lie. And, of course, plant more stories in the media. He was showing up drunk to work. He has all these issues. And we hope he gets help.
I wonder what his issues are.
Best of luck in your future endeavors.
I wonder what his issues are.
Well, they say he's back at alcohol. That's what I'm saying.
But maybe, you know, you said something with his grandmother happened. You know,
No. So that was a made-up story.
Oh.
So basically, his grandmother passed away towards the beginning of February.
Yeah.
So when he didn't show up at the combine at the end of February, they, you know, where is he? Oh, he's setting up this funeral for his grandmother, which was 2 weeks earlier.
Yeah.
So they lied.
Yeah. Why did they do that?
And, you know, he was the one supposedly that pushed for Kirk Cousins' long-term extension. There's a big divide in the organization. Supposedly, and I'm sure you'll believe this, many in the organization, Bruce Allen, Dan Snyder, Jay Gruden, thought that that side of it, that crew, were not getting enough credit for the Redskins bouncing back as they had a couple of years ago, as they should. And McLuhan was getting all the credit.
There you go.
And, you know, there's this massive divide. He's now gone. And he, you know, a very excellent Italian evaluator. And if he is having these alcohol issues, which I don't know if it's true or not, you know, I certainly wish he gets all the help in the world.
Yeah, no doubt.
But this to me sounds just like a planted story, a bad spin job by a team that, or an organization, I should say, that spins and spins and spins.
That's
and
all they do.
It's a poorly run organization.
I really thought
had some, I found like, continuity.
It looks like they were getting a foundation
right.
built.
They didn't hire the big name head coach. They went and paid Jay Gruden. It wasn't John Gruden. They paid Jay Gruden. They brought in a really good Italian evaluator. Dan Snyder seemingly was kind of staying out of it for a little while.
They finally divorced themselves from Robert Griffin.
Right. They were making smart moves, and now
there they go again.
They're fighting with you fired your general manager, and you're fighting with your starting quarterback.
Your quarterback
pretty good.
Wants you to trade him to San Francisco, not to New England, not to Green Bay, you know what I'm saying? Not to Denver. He wants you to trade him to San Francisco. That's when you know your organization's in bad shape.
Yeah. Like, I understand that you want to go play with your old coach, right? And Kyle Shanahan, I get that. When you have an organization paying you lots and lots of money to be in the playoffs with them, and you're the owner, you know, the owners, really, any other owner in football, you would think, Corey, would, like, lay out the red carpet, like, all right, whatever you need, let's get this done. Because
mm-hmm.
we all know, we've seen it with Mike Glennon, we have seen it with some of these other quarterbacks here, Brian Hoyer getting $10 million guaranteed. That is impossible to find a quarterback.
Yep.
And when you have one, just give him what he wants. It seems so...
He wants to be traded. That's the thing. He wants to be traded.
He wants to be traded, but there's always a number that will change that, right? The report from yesterday was he wants to be traded, but he understands the business, and he's not going to go cry over making $24 million.
Yeah.
You know? So, to me, it says a lot about the organization when a guy that's making it's going to make $40 million over 2 years from you desperately wants to be traded. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is crazy. The situation gets bad. I'm looking at Mike Wise. You know Mike Wise.
Yeah, of course.
Mike Wise is the homie. If you anonymously leaked an employee's alleged problems with alcohol to save face amid his firing, you're a gutless, soulless human necktie.
And there,
that's probably directed towards Dan Snyder.
And there, but you know what? Corey, there's been a lot of those directed to Dan Snyder through the years. It's not the first scathing Mike Wise comment about him.
Jason Lockenfora.
Sure.
JLC has tore into him for many years.
Many, many years.
They despise him in Ashburn. You ever been out there?
I have been to Redskins Park.
Mm-hmm.
Day of the draft a couple of years ago. Very funny story. Not a couple of years, many years ago now.
Yeah.
Back in probably 2010 draft, let's say. So seven years ago now. I was at Redskins Park covering the draft, and they were always looking for a quarterback at the time. Before RG3. You know who they wanted desperately?
Who?
Mark Sanchez.
Wow.
That was the guy they wanted desperately.
And I forgot about that.
And it didn't happen. We interviewed who the hell was the general manager at the time? I interviewed the general manager.
Yeah.
Like it was the coach was there giving a rally. Like, look at the wrong draft.
Last time I was in Ashburn was the Jason Campbell was the quarterback.
Sure. I think it was the same thing, actually. The Redskins, so they wanted, I thought it was Mark Sanchez, but it looks like this is the wrong draft. They wanted, I guess, a different quarterback. They had a fourth overall pick, and they drafted Trent Williams, who lasted a long time on that team. Offensive tackle?
He's good.
He's a good player.
He's a good player. He's a good player. He doesn't deserve that. So, I mean, when I was out there in Ashburn, it was Jason Campbell was the quarterback. I think Jason Campbell might have been coming into his second season. Was going to be, you know, the starting quarterback. They had just drafted a whole bunch of offensive talent. I think they drafted Fred Davis was in that draft class. But they had just signed Alvin Haynesworth, and I was at Ashburn. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it just was a rabid fan base, but they have been just let down time after time again. But, you know, now we're hearing some reports that they may actually bring Terrell Pryor into Washington.
Yeah, so I had seen that. That's exactly where we're headed next. So that was great. They're starting wide receivers, as McFlurry pointed out to me this morning on his way to work. It's 5:30 in the morning. He's texting me this guy. He's producing at his finest.
I was rolling over.
Yeah. He reminded me that their wide receivers right now, the season started today, which it certainly does not, are Josh Doctson and your boy Jameson Crowder.
It's a good look for Jameson Crowder.
Great look for Jameson Crowder. But that's about it. Josh Doctson, you know, he's...
Gotta get on the field. So they do need some help at that position. I thought they would have been a little bit more in on Alshon Jeffrey, but that situation worked out in, I guess Alshon was like, I'm not fooling with that. They're in a tough spot right now, having all of this going on, and you're trying to attract free agents. They're in a tough spot. They may have to wait for the market to die down and shake out and see what guys like the Terrence Newmans of the world and the Charles Johnsons of the world end up playing at if they can't land TP.
I was wrong.
They may have to even get Brock Osweiler. It's looking rough.
I was wrong my years, by the way. I was at Redskins Park for the 2009 draft when they wanted Mark Sanchez.
Okay.
But I believe the Washington did not, Mark Sanchez did not fall to them.
Yeah.
So they drafted Brian Arakpo, another very, very good player for them, pro bowler for them.
Yeah.
And he went to Tennessee.
Couldn't stay healthy, though.
No, he couldn't. No, he could not. Mark Sanchez was the second quarterback taken in the draft after whom, Corey?
Who was the first quarterback taken?
Oh, yes. That's my question.
Oh, was he also the first pick?
Yes, he was. 2009.
I feel like I was at this draft also. Mark Sanchez was one.
Mark Sanchez was not one. Mark Sanchez was five overall.
Was five overall.
Who was number one overall?
I don't think that kid would be number one. I think he was in that draft class.
Who?
That curly hair dude.
So he was the 17th overall pick. That was Josh Freeman.
Josh Freeman is Josh the curly hair dude.
Yeah, I knew what you're saying. Yeah, he was the 17th overall pick, but who was number one?
Number one draft pick that year.
He was a quarterback.
I'm not sure who.
Matthew Stafford.
How about that?
Matthew Stafford.
That was Matthew Stafford's draft class.
Yes,
it seemed like Matthew Stafford. has been around longer than that.
I mean, it's 09. It's a long time ago now.
I guess so.
It's 8 years. It's a long time.
He's done well for himself, Matt Stafford. You
absolutely
know what I mean?
No question.
Now, playing with Calvin Johnson through the early parts of his career is definitely a big help. But, yeah, Matt Stafford, that pick worked out.
And making a ton of money.
Yeah.
It worked out. Totally worked out.
Sanchez didn't work out. No. And Josh Freeman didn't work out.
Yeah.
He had a strong hand, though. Like, well, the women were all over Josh Freeman.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Was that his downfall?
Curls for the girls.
Was that the downfall of Josh Freeman?
Nah, not focusing on the right stuff? Was sucking.
All right. Yeah. Hey, we'll take our first break. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey, how do you feel when your team sits out free agency? Like when you're like Dallas Cowboys, right? Like,
yeah.
Lost a couple guys. Very, very quiet first day. Obviously, Tony Romo was a big story. He wasn't cut yet. But Tony Romo was more of a story because of Tony Romo and where he'll end up. And we'll get to that big trade, of course, with the Texans in a few moments. But how do you feel when your team sits out free agency as they kind of did yesterday for the most part?
It depends on what the situation that you root for is in. Obviously, the situation in Dallas this year, number one priority of the offseason was to get the Tony Romo situation reconciled. Then after that, you have to deal with Terrence Williams, see what he's going to do, if he's going to test the open market. So it's no real, position of need on that team outside of defensively, which will likely come through the draft. Maybe you see, a couple guys fall here and there a little bit later on. But there's no reason, I didn't think it was no reason for Dallas to jump into the DeSean Jacksons and the Terrell Pryor. I think Kenny Britt would have been an intriguing piece on that team. But let's sit out, let all the big pieces fall, and then as the less expensive guys start to lose homes and
make
stuff like
deals.
That, go ahead and make your secondary type deals. Your no splash, no big headline deals. Those are the ones that in my case, in my opinion, I'm a fan of them working.
So I get what you're saying. Like, it's certainly more fun when your team is just jumping in everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, because I've seen both worlds here with the Giants over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So last year, he signed all these monster free agents. They get Olivier Vernon, they get Damon Harrison, they get Janoris Jenkins out of nowhere.
Yep.
And now this year, they franchise tag JPP. That was fun. The day before free agency starts, the Giants signed Brandon Marshall. That's fun. You know what the Giants did yesterday?
What's that?
They spent $8 million guaranteed on Rhett Ellison. Do you know who Rhett Ellison is?
Who's Rhett Ellison?
He is a blocking tight end for the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. Stationary tight end. I don't have a problem with that.
There's a lot of money guaranteed for a team that does not have a cap. They don't have any cap room.
Well, you have to look at it. He's not the move tight end. He's
right.
Going to be a blocking tight end.
Yes,
the Giants need help on the offensive line.
So that's exactly how I've seen it spun, actually.
Yeah.
Basically, the Giants desperately needed help on the offensive line. The offensive line market was too expensive.
Yeah.
Let's go get a tight end for much cheaper that can basically do the same job.
And you're right, and that's the case, and that's a good way to attack it. You have to understand, you have to draft offensive linemen, because if you have to get them in free agency, they cost a hell of a lot of money.
As we learned yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. We saw guards, Cleveland signed two guards, Joe Bentonio for a monster extension, and then get a guard from Cincinnati who is now the highest paid guard in the history of football.
Yeah, and that's offensive linemen are expensive. That's why you have to cultivate them.
Russell Okung gets cut by Denver, and he's making more money than he did last year.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? That is why you have to attack that position in the draft. Maybe you get a hometown discount with some of these teams, or the way this cap is set up, you can keep them for a little bit less. When they hit the open market, the price gets driven way up. You have to secure these players, these offensive linemen in the draft, because if you got to pay for them in free agency, they can cost you a pretty penny.
Yeah. It's even bad ones.
Yeah, bad fat boys come for fat boys cost a lot of money, you know what I'm saying?
They do. It's obviously much more, like I said, much more fun when your team jumps in. But like when you have to defend your team signing Rhett Ellison for $8 million, it's tough.
Worry.
It's not easy.
It's okay though, Greg. Don't worry about it, because it's a move they had to make. And most importantly, what I think a lot of fans need to know, when their team is spending this money, you're kind of like, wow, this is crazy. But it's not your money. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry about it. It's not your money. No, they're not going to tax the fan base.
Well, I don't. Well, actually, I already did. They raised ticket prices 4%.
Yeah, well, they raised the ticket prices. You know what I mean. So, but still, it's not like they're like we need. They're not sending you a bill. Like, you know, we paid. We went out and got Ellison. Now we need $480 from all of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Can you imagine that? You'd be like, geez, I got the bill from the Giants.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, Browns fans wouldn't get no bill.
No, Browns fans would not get any bill. But the Browns fans do have a new quarterback for a short amount of time. That's Brock Osweiler.
Yeah,
and that was a big trade from yesterday. Brock Osweiler and a second round pick go to Cleveland. Now I believe the full trade is Brock Osweiler, a second rounder, and a sixth rounder go to Cleveland for a fourth rounder. Is that the whole trade, Corey?
I believe that is the whole trade right there. Basically, what the Browns did is they traded caps. They traded their cap space for a second round draft pick.
It was a basketball move. It was trusting the process. We've seen it in Philly countless times. We are acquiring all these crap players just to get more draft picks. Yep. Stockpile them.
Yep. So there you go, right there. Now, Brock will likely hit the open market soon because they're likely either going to try to trade him, which I don't think nobody really. If you're Brock Osweiler, you can't. If you're like, I'm about to get cut by the effing Browns,
yeah,
who don't have no quarterback.
But you know what? If you're Brock Osweiler, do you care? You made $37 million over the last 2 years. Things are good.
We got to figure out a way. I'm going to see if Jaden want to be a quarterback.
You should. He's probably a little late.
Yeah, probably get started before then.
Probably ask Kennedy if she wants to be a quarterback.
She's a girl.
So? Women can't play football?
Professional?
Yeah.
In the NFL?
Yeah.
Of course they can.
That's a good answer.
Kennedy is too scary, though. You know, she wouldn't be able to take the pass rush.
No, what about as a kicker?
Hmm?
What about as a kicker?
She's still too scary.
Too scary? I mean, she's still young, though. If you start kicking now, what if you just had her, like, did she watch Pitch, that Fox show? Where a young lady became the first MLB play to be a woman. She's a pitcher.
No, I don't know.
You didn't watch that? You didn't have her watching that show?
No,
Got to start throwing her the left arm.
She just watches YouTube.
So she should watch pitchers. Maybe she starts throwing the left arm.
I doubt
make
it.
A lot of money. Baseball's where all guaranteed money is, Corey.
Yeah, but when she's on, she's not watching like pitchers. She's watching Beyonce.
Well, yeah. Does she have a voice like Beyonce?
No. Sorry. It's a lot. We got a long way to go. She'll be fine, though.
Okay. I'm trying to make you some money.
I feel you. We'll get these kids. We'll wait till we get these kids down Tobacco Road. Then we'll figure it out after that.
I love Tobacco Road. All right, so what did you think of this trade in general?
The big news in this trade right here, obviously, this looks like it's clearing the way for Tony Romo to become a member of the Houston Texans, although that still has not happened yet, which is intriguing how this Cowboy thing is playing out with Tony Romo down. You know, it's still going on, so we'll see how it ends up. Heard starting to hear some rumors that Romo might actually have cold feet about this and may actually want to stay.
Yeah, you heard that. But you think that's posturing?
It could very well be. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, as far as this situation right here, this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Because the first thing that you have going on right now is, for fantasy purposes, Greg, is Brock Osweiler is no longer the quarterback of the Houston Texans.
Correct.
Now you want to see who gets in there and get that spot. If it's Tony Romo.
Well, think of it like this.
Hopkins moves right
back into the first round.
And I'm talking about high in the first round again.
So John McClain, the very famous beat reporter
from the Houston
Chronicle, yep, right? Covers the Texans and says, listen, the Texans aren't trained for Tony Romo. And this is more about just getting rid of the awful Osweiler contract and just going away.
Wow. That's what he said. McClain said they're not going to get Romo.
No, they're not trading for Romo. If he's a free agent, they'll be in on him.
Yeah.
They're not going to trade for him. And he's a fantastic reporter. He's an excellent job. The Houston Texans are getting Tony Romo.
Hmm?
Because they're not making this trade and leaving themselves with Tom Savage and nothing else. Not that Brock Osweiler is any good.
Yeah.
Right? But you will stick through one more year of Brock Osweiler because these GMs, they cherish picks. Cherish them.
Yeah.
They're not just trading away a second round pick and getting rid of at least their backup quarterback if Tom Savage starts for them and give away their second round pick to get it. They're going to get Tony Romo. They're going to make that happen because there's no other quarterback for them to get unless you're going to bring in Jay Cutler, which I guess is possible. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, it would be crazy. But hold on. So you said they're not trading, but Dallas is saying they're not going to release him. That they're going to trade him.
They'll release him. They'll release him. You after they heard your tearing goodbye yesterday, they'll release him.
Well, he can. I'm welcome. I'm open to him staying.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah. I want him. I want him to be on the team when we win the Lombardi Trophy.
When
we win the Lombardi Trophy, okay. I want him to be on the team.
All right. So it was when I wanted to make sure that was clear.
I like this photo.
What?
She's nothing.
What are you doing?
My personal life. I'm looking through some NFL notes.
It seems unlikely.
Oh boy, so it's been. I like Nuke Hopkins though. When the quarterback situation is going to be better, even if it's Tom Savage, is going to be better. So the way I'm looking at it, Greg, is if you get Romo out there, that's excellent. That's ideal. I put him right back. I don't know if I put him over Mike Evans. So my wide receivers would probably be Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, Mike Evans, DeAndre Hopkins, AJ Green.
Are you? I'm not gonna fight with you now. It's
still early.
It's March 10th. I can't do this now.
Okay, you can't. But there's a lot of people out there and listening. Is like, I want to hear what the fantasy executive, how he would rank him if he gets back up. They're in for this stuff.
Wait for the fantasy executive on bated breath for their fantasy football rankings.
I know they are.
Yeah. Yeah. How's your draft going?
You know what? These dudes. It's a slow draft, but these dudes. It's almost going on 24 hours, and I've only made one pick. I don't like that. I need to ping somebody for them to get this thing rocking and rolling. But, you know, it's off to a pretty, I don't want to say, it's been one terrible pick in this draft, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's been one horrific pick in this draft.
Yeah.
Ty Gurley went 1-7.
That's very bad.
That's terrible.
That's very bad.
Yeah, he went.
That's unnecessary.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's no reason to do that. So that's an amateur right there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But that happens. Sometimes, you know, people just got to get schooled.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good point. All right, we'll take a break here. Come back. More football talk on the other side. This is the Road to Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So that was the Houston Texans side of the trade. Get rid of Osweiler's contract. Bring in Tony Romo. That's the goal here. Cleveland, of course, stockpile their picks. Figure out a way to just get better. Getting better along the offensive line, more picks, you quickly become a destination, as we've seen with Oakland, right? Like, Oakland was the worst franchise anywhere, couldn't get any free agents, and now, you know, people want to go play for the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, Oakland Raiders is a destination.
And it could soon be the Las Vegas Raiders.
I hope not.
Why?
I don't want to see that done to Oakland.
Okay, that's fair. I respect it. Probably should get a new stadium then.
When the NBA and their team of reporters and media and everybody that's associated with the league, when they come to the Bay Area for the NBA Finals, they should stay in Oakland and not San Francisco.
They should.
There you go.
They probably won't, though.
No.
The other side of the trade, of course, was the Cleveland Browns side of it, where they get the extra second-round pick, use their cap space to take on Brock Osweiler. The immediate reports coming out was like, we're not keeping this guy.
We saw this last year.
They're going to release RG3. There's a very good chance they release Brock Osweiler. Maybe they won't. You know, maybe they'll have him compete with Cody Kessler and Kevin Hogan and whatnot. But it's a one-year
RG
thing.
Be a nice backup in Dallas.
Osweiler?
RG.
He would be a nice backup in Dallas. I agree with you. But aren't they doing the Josh McCown thing?
I hope not.
No?
I don't want to see Josh McCown.
RG3 would be a fine backup in Dallas. I agree with that. Anyway, the rumor, of course, as it has been all offseason, that Cleveland wants to make the trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. And they're stockpiling picks for Jimmy Garoppolo. That's all they care about, was getting Garoppolo and trying to meet New England's demand. And they have two first-round picks this year. They have two second-round picks next year. I mean, they got a billion picks over the next 2 years. Jimmy Garoppolo, in an Instagram post this morning, tweeted, "Peace, New England. Peace, Boston. Thanks for the memories." Now, immediately reporters
what memories?
Came... Well, he had a good couple games.
Okay.
Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, crazy enough.
He, immediately reporters came out and said, listen, Cleveland and New England haven't talked trade.
Yeah.
He was hacked. This isn't real.
Yeah.
We don't think. What do you think
of this? Hacked him.
Do you think it's a hack?
I think that he would reserve that kind of information until the deal was actually done. So I do think it probably was a hack job, a very good, very clever hack job by whoever did it. Probably Russian. You know what I'm saying?
I would assume so.
In room Russia probably was. Now they messing with our sports.
You'll get your congressional hearing then.
I know, right? Yeah. I know. So how about that? So yeah, it's probably a hack job. You know what I mean? But what I find curious is that his Instagram is JimmyPolo10.
Well, Garoppolo.
No, but it's Jimmy Polo.
Right.
That's like a hip hop name.
Is it?
Huh?
Why is it a hip hop name?
Jimmy Polo. You don't think that sounds like a rapper?
No, I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I'm in on Jimmy Polo.
Yeah, I like that as a handle. Jimmy Polo. That's probably what they call him around the locker room. Jimmy Polo.
I agree.
Yeah. That's a hip hop name.
Or it's just like a. It's either a hip hop name or do this kind of just wearing like khaki shorts polo. Jimmy Polo.
I think it's a hip hop.
Drinking some lemonade.
Yeah, with the sweater tied around.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jimmy Polo.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I like that. Jimmy Polo. That's cool. It's a cool hip hop name.
Yeah. See, are you in on Jimmy Garoppolo, though?
That's a tough call right there. He's better. He's an upgrade from anything they have in Cleveland. He's probably about the best thing left on the market right now, outside of Tony Romo. And Romo's probably not really on the market. No, Romo's not on the market. It's just like, yeah, technically. But they're just trying to find the teams involved. They're trying to work out the terms. Or maybe the Dallas is releasing him, like you said. So he's the best. He's the best quarterback left on the market right now. So I think Cleveland would be the ideal destination. Now they're going to probably end up sacrificing Terrell Pryor, TP. See, that's his hip-hop name,
sure.
TP3. So they probably end up sacrificing TP3 for Jimmy Polo 10.
No, I see what you did there. JP10.
JPG. Yeah, Jimmy P. Jimmy Polo, holla at me.
Hello.
Cleveland, holla at me. Youngstown.
Do you think that, like, Josh McDaniels waiting to leave until Garoppolo is like a free agent that he doesn't have to worry about trading for him?
Maybe that's what the case. But then maybe that's the case, too. But he's not going to go to Cleveland. He's not going to
end up
in Cleveland. At least we don't think so.
If he does,
then Garoppolo was a failure.
No. He's not going to Cleveland. Josh McDaniels don't do that. He's better than that.
Yeah.
Because Bill Belichick used to work in Cleveland.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's where he started at.
That is where he started. That is true. That is true.
Laid the foundation for the Baltimore Ravens. A team that has come in to Foxborough and beat him. You know what I'm saying? He laid the groundwork for that franchise.
I think he's doing okay.
He's got his. So yeah, I'm not worried about that.
The 49ers, as we said, gave $10 million guaranteed to Brian Hoyer, but that wasn't the only quarterback they signed yesterday.
Who else they signed?
They signed Matt Barkley.
Yep, Matt Barkley is signed up to be the backup quarterback out there.
Well, I think they'll have like a competition between Brian Hoyer and Matt Barkley. You don't think so?
Do you think they're going to start the season with those two quarterbacks only?
I do.
Okay. System guys.
Mm-hmm.
Bridge quarterback.
Yeah.
Be interesting quarterback battle. See what happens.
Right. Do you agree that there's a real competition going on there?
That should be a competition. I'm not just going to give Hoyer the keys.
Well, you know, it's interesting. They played together last year, too. Don't forget. Actually, in Chicago. Brian Hoyer and Matt Barkley are both in Chicago.
How about that?
That's weird.
That is weird.
Are they friends, you think?
Yeah, but I hope they are. Unless it's going to be the beef continues.
I kind of want them to sign RG3 now, too. Actually, no, check that. I want to sign Jay Cutler. That's what I want them to sign.
Yeah.
I want them to sign Jay Cutler.
They have Cutler, Hoyer, and Matt Barkley.
The same three quarterbacks Chicago had.
Yeah. They had the same results, too. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, my mind's Friday. It's dreary outside.
It's snowing outside here in New York City.
Tough stuff.
Let's take a break. When we come back,
about that time.
It's about that time. We got to take a break. When we come back, before we get into the baseball, which we'll do next hour, if you know Marcus doesn't show up.
Yeah.
I do have to bring up some basketball for you.
Oh, what you got?
Like, I got some basketball because Joseph Nurkic, which is the center of the Portland Trailblazers, this dude went absolutely nuts. He got 77 FanDuel points last night.
Wow, that's a big number.
And his price wasn't one of the like $12,000 players or anything like that. He was like $6,500. He was 77. Yeah. He won me money. You know how I lost money the other night because that bum Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
Well, now I like Joseph Nurkic because he won me money.
There you go, right?
So
there.
I'm an equal opportunity, you know, respect giver here. Yeah. So I killed Anthony Davis yesterday. So today, let's give all the credit to Joe Nurkic. We'll do that next here on the Roto Expert in the Morning. In the NBA last night, as I said, Joseph Nurkic just had a monster night, Corey.
What do you think his hip-hop name is? Joe Nurk.
Yeah.
Joe Nurk.
Joe Nurk, for sure. The Blazers beat Philly 114-108 in overtime, which is, you know, amazing for us. Joe Nurk played 38 minutes. Can I give you the line?
Joe, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
I just can't believe you really went to him as Joe Nurk.
Yeah.
Is that what they call him in the clubhouse?
They do now. Joe Nurk had 28 points,
ooh,
20 rebounds,
eight assists,
6 blocks.
That's a nice line right there. 77 DraftKings points?
77 FanDuel
77
points.
77 FanDuel points for Joe Nurk. Yeah, no, definitely a good game for him. He did that in how many minutes? In 38 minutes of play, and they were able to get the W2, so that's a good-looking line for him. And his homeboy Dame Lillard also chipped in, also 24 points, 4 assists, and 8 boards.
That's right.
Assists and 4 boards.
CJ McCollum also at 23. Alan Crabb at 18 off the bench. Big Mo Harkless at 10-9. This trade since Nurkic has gone over to Portland, he's been unbelievable. He went from scrubbing on the bench in Denver to being playing 38 minutes and putting up monster numbers in Portland.
Yeah, how about that? Wow, that's a big line right there. So yeah,
I told you.
Almost a triple double, so almost a quadruple double.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that's a real big timeline.
He's a good player. They stole this guy.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
That is a nice that's the trade of the year right there.
So far. Yeah. The Dario Saric led the Sixers with 28-9. His nickname is Dahomey. You like that?
Oh, I like that. Dario Saric, Dahomey.
Yeah. That's his nickname.
Dahomey. Big homie.
24-13 for Robert Covington. 16-8 for Jahlil Okafor. While Gerald Henderson off the bench had 14.
G. Henderson. You don't like G. Henderson?
Don't do it for me.
Robert Covington, though. Rob Cove.
Arco. Yeah, Arco.
Like that's a good one, Greg.
Thank you. I, you know, big hip hop guy.
Yep.
Arco. As you said, coming back here, OKC, a big victory last night, winning by 10 against San Antonio, who, remember, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, Corey, came back the night before. They were down 28 points. They came back to win.
Yeah.
Last night, with Kawhi in the lineup, with LaMarcus Aldridge in the lineup, they fell to OKC 102-92. They lose this one by 10.
Yeah, 10-point loss right here for the Spurs, but they are nipping on the heels of the Golden State Warriors.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, got that big game on ABC on Saturday night. So
pretty good one.
That'll be one. I'll be out in Long Island for that one. You know what I mean? So
checking it out.
I go out there. Yeah. We'll get our little Warriors get together going out there on the island for that competition. This San Antonio is going to beat them on Saturday night.
Where's the game?
Then the game's at Arco. They're going to beat them.
Okay. The Thunder last night were led by Russell Westbrook, who put up 23-13-13. That's triple-double.
Mm-hmm. It's triple-double number 31 on the season.
Yes, sir. 20 points for Victor Oladipo in his second game back. Taj Gibson gets his first start with the Thunder. He had 7 points and 3 rebounds.
22 minutes, slow start, but he'll get there.
14-10 for Enes Kanter off the bench, while Steven Adams at 11-6 in that starting lineup. For the Spurs, 19 for Kawhi, 17 for LaMarcus Aldridge, 18 for Powell, Gasol, no Parker or Ginobili last night.
Yeah, they kind of pulled back last night, too. They didn't go full throttle to win this game.
Saturday's a big game.
Saturday's the one they want.
Saturday's the one they need, some would say. The L.A. Lakers went into Phoenix last night and won a game, 122-110. Phoenix and L.A. fighting with the lead for the worst record in the Western Conference.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be another season in the lottery for the Los Angeles Lakers. I do not have a problem with that.
Lakers and Phoenix fighting for that last spot. Lakers are one game up with the worst record in the Western Conference right now.
How about that?
And the second worst record in the NBA. Hey, only one team has been eliminated in the NBA thus far. It's the Brooklyn Nets. The only team eliminated from playoff contention.
Oh.
Sorry, Brooklyn. Get them next time.
Brooklyn, where's Brooklyn?
What are you doing again?
I'm looking at
NFL news.
I'm looking at these basketball scores.
Oh, okay. The Lakers were led by D'Angelo Russell at 28-4 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 14-6, 3 assists, 2 blocks. Good all-around game here for Brandon Ingram, 13-8 for Julius Randle. Off the bench, Jordan Clarkson at 19, while Avika Zubac,
that's your boy,
had 14. Larry Nance Jr. had 13-8.
Which is the one that's dating one of the Kardashians?
That's Jordan Clarkson.
That's Jordan Clarkson.
Yes, he's dating Kendall, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've gone their separate ways now?
I assume so. I don't know.
Good for him.
The Suns had got 23-6 from Devin Booker, 17-13 from T.J. Warren, career high rebounds there, 18-6 from Marquise Chris, only 13-7-5, though, with 7 turnovers for Eric Bledsoe.
Yep, tough night. Those 7 turnovers for Bledsoe. If you're in one of those leagues where that's one of the categories, it hurts when you have to put those type of guys in your lineup, especially when he doesn't really give you nothing else last night. It's only 1-for-4 from 3-point range.
What do you think of the nickname? What do you think of the nickname of Alan Williams, Corey?
What's his nickname?
Big Sauce.
I like that. I like Big Sauce.
You know Big Sauce?
I like Big Sauce.
He's been much better than Alex Len as of late off the bench. 16-10 for Big Sauce last night. Another double-double for him.
Big Sauce.
You like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alex Williams, Big Sauce.
The Cleveland Cavaliers fell last night.
Who did they lose to?
They lost the Pistons in the Palace.
Oh, look at that. Rivalry.
Is it a rivalry?
I mean, you know, no. It's Cleveland and Detroit. So it's rival cities.
Is it? I guess it is.
Yeah, it's rival cities. Yeah. Cleveland and Detroit, yeah.
All right. The Pistons at double digits from all 5 starters. Tobias Harris, for the first time in 2 months, re-entered the starting lineup last night, and it worked. 15 points, 9 rebounds, a couple of assists, a couple of blocks for Tobias Harris in 41 minutes, while John Lohr only saw 13 minutes off the bench, so a little rotation change there.
Yeah, how about that?
From Stan Van Gundy. 21 points for Reggie Jackson, 20-16 for Andre Drummond.
Big night for Andre Drummond. You just wish he could dominate and take over more games like this, but he literally had his mojo working last night. He had 4 assists also.
He sure did. 15 points for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
KCP.
12-5 for Marcus Morris. For the Cleveland Cavaliers, 29-13-10 for LeBron James. That's triple-double.
That's a triple-double. His hip-hop name is The King.
Just The King?
Yep.
Not LBJ?
You can use LBJ, but you just refer to him as The King.
Okay.
King James.
What about Kyrie Irving? He put up 27-5-3.
Kyrie Irving is a hell of a ball player right there. I tell you that much. I don't know what his hip-hop nickname would be, though.
15.
You know, he's not really, you know.
He's Uncle Drew. That's probably his nickname, right?
Yeah, Uncle Drew. Yeah, he probably go with Uncle Drew.
Yeah. 15-9 for Channing Frye off the bench.
Channing Frye. Hold on 1 second. He almost had a double-double last night. Look at that. 22 minutes of action for Channing Frye. Why he didn't play more minutes? That's probably why they lost.
Probably why they lost, yeah. Yep.
Iman Shumpert played 35 minutes and scored 8 points.
Also probably why they lost.
2-for-5 from 3-point land. LeBron was 0-for-6 from 3 points.
But he still had the triple-double.
God, he's good. Look at Richard Jefferson's line. 9, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. He played 34 minutes. He's like a glue guy.
Glue guy. Yeah. That's exactly what he is. Nothing wrong with that.
No, you need players like that. J.R. Smith slowly getting warm back in the action. No.
First game came back last night.
Yeah, it was first game back.
First game back in that broken thumb.
Let's wait a minute. He played 19 minutes, right, Greg? He was 1-for-8 from 3. J.R.
Smith,
let's
back.
Get right off the bench and start shooting. You know what I'm saying? You got to love J.R. Smith. Just come right off the bench and start hoisting.
Absolutely.
1-for-8 for 3-point land. How about that?
Yes, sir. One other game last night. There was the Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies, Core.
Oh, look at that. The old rivals. You remember the story I told you? Well, you didn't know he wasn't there for the story.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Blake Griffin and Zach Randolph.
Oh, God. What did they do?
Oh, you can't tell that story on the air.
Really?
They had some beef one time.
Okay.
And it's like spilled back into like the locker room area and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So did they get in a fist fight?
No, they did not. Blake Griffin didn't want no parts of that action.
He's a smart man.
Did Griffin run?
Huh?
Did Griffin run?
I'm not going to put Blake Griffin's business out there. I don't think he was given the opportunity to run.
14-12.
This is back when Chauncey was on the team.
16 Chauncey.
Yeah, so it was kind of like, you know, they was like, yo, Zach outside. And he was like, so? And they was like, he want to see you. And he was like, I'm not going out there.
What did Blake Griffin do to earn Zach Randolph's ire?
You know, Blake Griffin on the court talking.
Yaps?
Yeah, talking on the court, talking personal stuff, you know what I'm saying? Your wife, your girlfriend, whatever, all of this.
Because one thing is just trash talk, you suck, yeah, whatever.
But Blake crosses the line, and then after the game, Zach was like, that's not how I play.
Right.
I don't think you got to do much, though, to get in Zach Randolph's bad
Yeah, but Blake Griffin didn't want no part of that action. Like, he was like, listen. No, I'm not coming out. We were just playing ball. Stop acting like that. And Z-Bo was like, no. Let's go.
So how did it end?
Huh?
How did it end?
Nothing happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a better ending than that. Sure, nothing? I feel like you're hiding something from us.
Nothing happened. Like, it was no physical confrontation.
Okay.
Because, like, this thing, it also went... It also went to it left the arena.
Yeah.
And it went back to the team hotel.
Right.
Yeah. And one of the participants was outside. Like, bring your out that hotel room.
Probably Zach Randolph saying that.
Yeah.
And then so Blake hid in that hotel room.
There you go.
Yeah. He put up 14-12-8 last night, though, in a win for L.A.
Yeah, good job. I'm glad they didn't get to mixing it up last
Zach
night.
Zach Randolph got 18-11, though.
I'm glad cooler heads prevailed.
And one super hard foul, Blake Griffin.
Oh, he did?
No, I made that up.
Oh, okay. That'd be cool if he did. Blake wouldn't have did nothing either.
No,
Blake would have been
no,
like,
no,
all right,
no,
you got that one.
25-5 for Marc Gasol, 13-4 for Mike Conley. For the Clippers, you had 19 points for Chris Paul. 15 for JJ Redick off the bench. Austin Rivers, 25-4. When we come back, we turn to baseball. Team Dominican. They won yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll break down the Dominicans, maybe the Puerto Ricans. World Baseball Classic is in full swing. We do it next. Hour number two of the Road Rush for the morning.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Two of the Roto Experts starts right now here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We had a whole plan for today. Threw it out the window, boy. That's when you respond.
Yeah, no. Sometimes you got to change things up on the fly. You got to call that audible at the line of scrimmage. But we are definitely capable of doing that. So I'm logged on. I got everything up and rolling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So what did we do last night on?
No Team Israel last night.
Israel last night. But no. The DR played last night, right?
DR played Canada yesterday evening.
Oh, in the evening yesterday.
Yes.
Now I heard DR put hands on them.
They did. So it was interesting because I watched the beginning of this game. I got a little bored and took a nap, but Quickly, we were up 4-0, the DR.
Yeah.
Right? And then there was a balk. But it was like kind of a BS balk.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, the announcer's like, well, this is crazy. You can't do that.
Yeah.
But it was okay because they crushed them.
Did you see?
A lot of games yesterday. 9-2 the final.
I saw the lineup that they tweeted out, the starting lineup for the Dominican Republic. Is this the damn All-Star game?
It might as well have been.
Reyes, Machado, Cano.
It's not the first. Reyes, he's not.
Yeah. Leadoff hitter.
Yeah, it's fine.
Santo Domingo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
World Baseball Classic. I don't have no problem with it.
Okay. Manny Machado.
Manny Machado batted second.
It's fair.
That's good. Robinson Cano batted third. So right now you're like, okay, I'm going to have a trouble with the top of the lineup. And then you got Jose Bautista, followed by Carlos Santana and Nelson Cruz. Is Nelson Cruz batting seventh?
Mm, he is.
What the hell is going on here?
I don't know.
Then you get Adrian Beltre, a Hall of Famer, Gregory Polanco with a second, third round fantasy draft pick, and then the catcher, Wellington Castillo. They got the squad.
They do.
This is not fair.
No.
So this is supposed to be international competition, you know.
Do you think the Juke crew could beat them?
It's going to be tough for the underdogs. It's going to be tough for anybody to take down this squad.
Yeah.
So you got Puerto Rico, and they can see the United States had to draw them in the same pool. So, like, only one team can come out the pool, right?
Right.
It's probably
No. Two teams come out the pool.
Two teams come out the pool. But Puerto Rico's in this pool, too, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure Puerto Rico is stacked. The U.S. and Puerto Rico, no, who, the U.S. and
tonight, we got the U.S. and Colombia.
Okay,
Maybe Puerto Rico's not in the pool. Is Mexico in the pool? Canada's in the pool. It's Canada. It's Colombia, the U.S., Canada, and the DR.
Colombia, U.S., Canada, and the DR. Okay, got it.
Venezuela and Puerto Rico, two very, very good teams. That is on. That is in a different pool.
Okay.
Pool D.
So the U.S. can still make it to like the elimination round.
Right? Yeah, maybe. We'll see what happens. The kickoff tonight, by the way, 6 p.m. That'll be nowhere.
Who they playing?
They play Colombia.
Colombia, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's on Colombia? Let's look and see who's on Colombia.
All right, watch preview team Colombia. I will go from the Dominican Republic's beating of Canada yesterday. Things didn't go great for Ryan Dempster, unfortunately.
No. If you're Ryan Dempster, you're like, my goodness.
Yeah, Ryan Dempster lasted 2 innings, allowed 7 hits and 4 runs. Yeah, that wasn't great for him.
He lasted how many?
two innings.
Yeah.
Oh, is Jimmy Henderson? He pitched for us. He's Canadian. I guess he's probably Canadian. Yeah. Carlos Martinez started. He pitched pretty well. Pitched 4 innings. 4 innings. 53 pitches for Carlos Martinez. Does it make you excited about him? You know you're a big Carlos Martinez guy, Corey.
Got Carlos Martinez on a couple. Got him on my NFBC team, as a matter of fact. Also took him in our Roto Experts staff mock draft. So, Carlos Martinez is a guy I think he's right outside. He's where the drop-off is at. He's not a fantasy ace, but he's a second-tier guy. You can roll him out there just outside of being a fantasy ace. So I do like Carlos Martinez for fantasy this year. So if you go hitter heavy, Martinez is a guy that you can take as your first pitch, and I don't have a problem with it.
The DR, listen to their pitching yesterday. Carlos Martinez, he's pretty good. Hector Robles, he's a Met.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprised he let up a run. Abad, he's a reliever. Then Alex Colomé, it's closer to the Rays. Mm-hmm. Dylan Betances.
Mm-hmm. Washington Heights.
Fernando Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
Jarius Familia. They're stacked, man.
Yeah, they're stacked. They got a squad, but don't sleep. Puerto Rico got a squad too, though. I don't have it up on me right now.
But you assume they do.
But I know. We went through it on the Old School Fantasy Show, and we was like, "Well, the Puerto Ricans are tight too." So I'm looking at the Colombian team right here. They don't really have a whole bunch of big name MLB talent on this team.
No,
I thought they did. I thought they would have more. They got Jose Quintana.
He's a big time talent.
He's a big time talent.
Absolutely. Nevertheless, I'll move on. Italy defeated Mexico yesterday in a walk off. Did you see this?
No.
This is crazy what happened in this game, Corey.
Really? What happened?
Entering the bottom of the ninth inning, Mexico was up 9-5 over Italy. And they came back to score 5 in the bottom of the ninth on a walk off single. Score 2 runs, and Italy walks away a winner over Mexico.
How about that? Big win by the Team Italy, so I'm glad to see that happen.
Major leaguers on this team.
Five run ninth inning for Team Italy. Yeah, they got Francisco Cervelli. I know that.
Francisco Cervelli on the team. You got Brandon Nemo, Mets prospect.
Yeah.
He's on the team. Daniel Descalzo. He's second baseman.
Uh-huh. Chris
Colabello, the starting first baseman. Rob Segedin, he's a left fielder. He plays for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Drew Butera was the DH, so they got some major leaguers on this team.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What happened?
So you know who let up all the runs for 14 Italy? Pat Venditti, the switch pitcher. Pat Venditti.
Oh,
yeah.
The guy that can pitch with both hands.
But he can't pitch well with either one of them.
That's why. What the hell would you experiment with pitching with both hands? I can't.
Yeah, he let up 3 runs.
Why would you? Of course. Why would you pick a hand and go with it?
Yeah, so he let up a bunch of runs. Tommy Lane allowed 2 hits. That's not good. He plays for the Yankees. We don't want him to let up hits.
Yeah, don't let up hits, homie.
Yeah. On the other side, for Team Mexico.
What do we got?
Team Mexico. Adrian Gonzalez plays for this team.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
You know him. He went 0 for 5 yesterday.
He's got to do better against the Italian pitcher.
He does, because Mexico, they were led. Their ace of the staff, Giovanni Gallardo,
yeah.
Got rocked. Four innings, 4 hits, 4 runs. Did he strike out 5?
He gave up 3 home runs, too.
Yeah.
He didn't have his good stuff.
No. Fernando Salas, he pitches for the Mets. No surprise he allowed up runs.
Yeah, you know that's what happened.
He allowed a run, too. He's got nobody out. Vidal Nuno, former Yankee, no surprise.
Yep.
1 inning clean.
There you go, right there. Mm-hmm. Look, Roberto Osuna.
Yeah, sure. He's a closer.
He plays for Mexico.
He's a closer for the Blue Jays, and he got destroyed.
Yeah, he gave
didn't
up
get
4
anybody
runs.
Out. He was a little nervous.
I would be if I'm an Osuna guy. I don't like to see that. Coming into the season.
Are you actually, though?
No,
if
you're an Osuna guy, I'd be like, wow, what is this? Because this right here, he didn't even last the inning. You feel what I'm saying? He gave up four earns on 3 hits, 5 runs. So Roberto Osuna has to do a better job than that. Oh, my Lord, they got Oliver Perez on this team.
Sure.
He's a former Met.
He's a former Met, too.
He was horrific.
He let up the game-winning hit.
Good for him.
Sergio Romo and Joaquin Soria also. Good bullpen. Carlos Torres. Yeah, they're very good bullpen. This is a major league bullpen. All major leaguers pitch for this team.
And Italy beat them up.
And Italy beat them up. Won the game. Yeah, five in the ninth. Roberto Osuna didn't have it. Probably should have closed Sergio Romo. How do you pronounce
the Italian shortstop's last name?
Let me look at it. The Italian shortstop's last name is Cecchini.
Just say it again.
Cecchini.
Cecchini, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Who is he?
I don't know.
You don't know. He's not.
He's a Met!
How about that?
If it's Gavin, if it's his other brother, he's not the one in the Mets.
Is it
his brother? What's going on?
I think this is Gavin right here.
Oh, not. Okay.
It's his little brother.
But Salas and Nemo was the one who got the hit off of Salas, so it was a little bit of Met on Met crime, Corey. You'd like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, right. I love Met on Met crime. Somebody should get that damn angle. A joke baller, Scott Angle.
The Cubans won in eight innings last night.
I don't like the way that sounds, Greg.
They did, the Cubans.
But say Team Cuba.
Why?
It sounds better.
Okay. Team Cuba beat Team Australia 4-3 yesterday. Cubans not allowed to have any major leaguers on their team.
I don't even want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
You're nervous to talk about it?
Yeah, I'm too nervous to talk about it. I don't want to rat nobody out.
Right. The Australians had a 1-4 major leaguer in Peter Moylan.
He's over here.
They're horrible.
Yeah, Team Cuba, from the homeland. Oh, they got the Cespedes brother, though. Is that him? That's Yoklis.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's Yoklis. He's 19 years old. He was 0-4 yesterday. He struck out 4 times, too.
We had one game last night that was China and Japan. The Japanese, can I say that or no? I'll say that. Team Japan? All right, I'll go Team Japan.
I think, yeah.
Team Japan.
Honestly speaking, Greg,
What?
See, I just try to be politically correct.
What
you
is
know
not
what
politically
I'm
correct about calling you the Japanese?
They played last night.
They played.
I can't find their Cincinnati,
and they won 7-1.
Wait a minute, Greg. I don't see this. Who they play?
China.
I got Australia versus China.
That was yesterday.
The time is screwing me up.
Yeah, it'll be a time difference tomorrow, right? We spring ahead Saturday into Sunday, I believe.
Unbelievable,
right?
Yeah,
and it's snowing right now.
So when you go up an hour, right?
You lose an hour of sleep.
I just got it back. You know what I'm saying? I just got it back. And they took it away from me already.
Japan beat China 7-1.
Is that like a rivalry?
I don't know.
Hey, you know what the rivalry is really in the WBC?
The U.S. and the DR? No, that's not true.
No, that's not a rivalry.
That's not a rivalry.
The rivalry is...
Venezuela and Colombia?
That could be a rivalry. Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico,
that's a rivalry.
That's a rivalry. That's a rivalry. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful with, depending on where you're watching that game at. My neighborhood, you cannot. You got to wear the DR hat to watch that game where I live at.
You can't wear a team. You gonna buy a Team USA hat?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a hat you'd buy.
I'm from here. I'm American.
You want to buy a Jukru hat too? Little Team Israel hat?
But it would
cool hat.
It is a cool hat, but Sammy Davis. You know what I'm saying? It is a cool hat though. You know.
Rod Carew.
We should get one for the studio.
We should get that.
Scotty's going to get one.
I kind of want one, too. Scotty's waiting for Modell's to get it in.
Yeah, but we went over there yesterday.
Oh, you checked?
Mm-hmm. They got in Modell's, they got USA. These are the ones I've seen that you can purchase.
I'm sure you can purchase the Israel one online, right?
Yeah, you can purchase any of them online. But the ones I've seen
in person, I've
seen Mexico. I've seen Venezuela. I've seen I've seen Dominican Republic. I seen Puerto Rico, I seen the U.S., and I think those are the ones I've seen. But I have not seen the Israel, and I have not seen the the Italian hat. Hey, what about you, Florio? You seen any? You live in Queens. You seen any different in your neighborhood?
You like hats too, Florio.
Where the hell is Florio?
I'm not listening to us.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway, tonight 6 p.m. as we said. Oh, hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for hanging out.
Sorry, I was editing hour one.
Oh, I'm glad to know that. hey, so have you seen
like
any...
Like we needed editing, Corey.
Yeah, I know, right? Have you seen any the WBC hats that you've seen in your neighborhood? I have not seen Team Israel or Team Italy in Uptown. What about in Queens? Have you seen any of those hats?
I have not. Scott Engel, though, is telling me that he went to a store by us the other day, and they had the Team Italy hat, but not Team Israel.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. Don't say it. Whatever you're thinking.
I was going to say
don't
something.
Don't say it.
And I was means, trying to figure out where you could find it at.
That means we need to get a break. That's my cue. That it's time to go to break.
Maybe let's go to break so I don't, you know. I'm trying to figure out where you can find a Team Israel
online.
Hat at.
You can buy it online.
But it's got to be a neighborhood in New York where
you
can
buy
find
it. Why can you
buy it
online? You don't like online shopping?
I don't have a problem with online shopping, but I want to try it on first. Yeah, I want to try it on
make
first.
Make sure it fits.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to think, like, what neighborhood can you go to get the hat?
I don't know, man.
Scott said they used to have them in Flushing.
Really?
Yeah, he figured that Flushing would be a place for it, but I don't know. Like, I haven't been to Flushing.
Scott says not anymore.
That's why Floreal wanted to go to break before that. You don't need to report these things that he says. Unbelievable.
Go to break, Craig.
We're going to break. We'll have some real MLB news and notes on the other side. Unbelievable. The Roto Experts of the Morning continues after this. Some real baseball action yesterday. Would you like to get into that, Corey?
Yeah, let's talk about it. You know what I mean? It's that time of year, talking a little fantasy baseball.
Yeah.
So, there you go right there. Talk some fantasy baseball. Oh, this Marcus Wheaton, that's not important. Go ahead.
Marcus Wheaton, definitely not important.
No.
Tom Murphy might be important, though. He's a catcher for the Colorado Rockies.
That's the guy in Colorado that everybody's talking about.
Yes, sir.
Because Colorado has that offensive advantage, so
yes.
He's going to get a shot out there, right?
He might. He went 2-for-3 yesterday against Puerto Rico, your team. Are you rooting for Puerto Rico or the DR?
I'm rooting for the American team,
right?
Oh,
okay, sure.
Don't try
to trick you.
Yeah, don't get me in no trouble. Go back to where you came from, Paulson. Here.
He went 2-for-3 yesterday with a home run against Puerto Rico. And before yesterday, he was 4-for-18.
Wait, hold on. Who he play for?
He's just playing for the Rockies.
Okay. The Rockies is playing
The Rockies.
Team Puerto Rico.
Yes, sir.
See, that's why you say Team Puerto Rico. Because what if I said the Rockies was playing the Puerto Ricans? That would, you know, somebody can accept. Somebody can take that the wrong way.
It's completely innocuous.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. He was 4.
So he hit a home run off the Puerto Ricans?
He did.
Okay.
He was 4-for-18 going into yesterday and finally hit the 2-run bomb.
Nice.
He's going to competing with Tony Walters for the job. And Walters, he's kind of the glove guy. Murphy's the bat guy.
Yeah.
Last year, remember, he batted .273, 5 homers in his first taste of the majors. Will Tom Murphy win the starting job? And if so, are you in on him in fantasy?
I'm in on him, but he's going to need to get the at-bats. Obviously, Greg, that's going to be critical. So we keep reading what Bud Black has to say out here. But right now, the latest is that these two guys are likely going to have shared duties.
Right.
And, you know, and it'd be like an offense and defense type thing that would be that would play a role in who plays on any given day. So, but obviously, he's a catcher, and he's going to be drafted late anyway. So, upside guy, take a flyer on. And like you said, he's the offensive player, and he's playing in Colorado. Be interesting to see what he does in that lineup when he gets the chance. Now, how many at-bats did he have last season, Greg? I see something disturbing right now. See, last season he only had he only had 44 at-bats.
So you knew the answer before you asked the question.
Yeah, no. Well, Greg, I'm doing multiple things over here.
Okay.
He had 44 at-bats last season. He struck out 40% of the times.
Yes.
That's not going to cut.
No, it's not going to cut. But it was only 21 games.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
You know, but it's a very high strikeout percentage, but he's got to cut that down. Yeah. Babbitt was .350 last year as well. It's high.
Yeah, it is high.
You don't care about Babu.
Well, now that you mentioned it, now that you brought it to my attention, that's high. That's real high.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it a high Babu and a high strikeout rate?
So you're not in on Tom Murphy.
Oh, boy. I think it's better guys out there.
Yeah, Tom Murphy.
You talked me out of it, Greg. Look at that. The deep stats.
Talked you out of something.
Talked me out of something.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be.
Now that you're in tout world, you look at these things.
Well, now, you know, I'm in the fold. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the fold.
Now you're not the rebel anymore.
Yeah, I'm in the fold now.
You're not the rebel anymore.
Let me drink my water with my pink.
Oh, now. Here we go. Can't wait to hear this.
I do a better job. No, see, I make that noise when I take like a big, you know,
I thought this was
refreshing.
Gonna be a big goal. I thought that was going to be that.
No, I like, When water. My first beer of the day, I also had that. You know what I'm saying? I work so hard, Greg.
You do.
I work hard. My mind is constantly numbers and free agents and Woba. ADP and draft position and baby mama. And, you know, it's like what the hell is going on? Yeah, it's a lot throughout the course of the day.
He needs the beer in there.
Yeah. So yeah, and that kind of is like a exhale.
Right.
And then I get back to more. You know, got to take care of this, got to do that. Spring break coming up.
Spring break coming up.
And my kids will come up for spring break. So I got to go get them.
That's great.
So I got to go get them, and then I got to take them back. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's multiple trips right there.
What are you going on for spring break? What are you planning on?
I don't, huh?
What's the plans for spring break?
So probably, it's coming up in April. So probably that Thursday evening, I'll probably go down and get them and bring them back. Because my kids are on spring break the week after Easter.
Okay.
Well, My niece and nephew, the kids up here, are on break the week before Easter.
Right.
So you gotta try to get enough time to get them all together yeah. at one setting.
So
you gotta figure that part out. And then you know what I'm saying, when I get them back into, you know, uptown, and you see I'm back and forth to work and stuff, you know.
You can bring them to work.
Yeah, my son don't get up early enough though. My son's lazy. You know, he likes to sleep, you know what I mean? Because he's up playing the damn game all night.
Right.
Then my daughter, on the other hand, she pops up 7-8 o'clock in the morning.
She can come to work.
Yeah, she'll probably roll through a couple of days, but then she's going to be restless. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, get her on the show.
No, she might tell too many secrets. The one time my daddy came home and he peed in the hamper. He like, the Kennedy, no. And mommy was mad. And she said to him, I told you don't let the sunlight catch you. And that would be embarrassing.
You just told it yourself.
That was a fictional story.
I'm sure it was. Hernan Perez, the Brewers played the Venezuelans yesterday.
So they do like a little tour.
Oh, I lied. The Venezuelans played the Rangers. I got confused because Hernan Perez plays for the Brewers. I got a little confused. The Venezuelans played the Rangers, Texas, and they won yesterday.
Venezuela. But why? So this is not fair.
Why?
Because don't the WBC have certain locations?
Yeah.
So why do they have to travel to Arizona and make a stop to play them? Oh, I don't know where Texas do their spring training at.
Well, they do it in Arizona, but I don't know where Venezuela's
home.
Where I don't know where that regional is.
Okay, all right.
I can look that up.
It seemed like that would be more that's not fair to the Venezuelan team.
Right. That's interesting. Well, I know you know that the U.S. are all playing in Miami.
Yeah, they're playing in Miami.
So they like, probably scrimmaging against like the. The Florida teams. The Florida teams,
exactly.
Right?
That's what I would think.
All right. So, Florio, you're up to date on this. Mike Florio, where is the Puerto Ricans and Venezuelans playing tonight? Where does that game take place?
I'd have to double check that real quick.
What the hell is he doing?
Jesus.
What the hell is he doing? You give him a compliment and then he messes up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he rests on his laurels.
It's unbelievable. Okay, so it looks like the game is in Mexico. Game's in Mexico.
Okay,
that's not that far from Arizona.
No, it's not. There shouldn't be no travel issues.
No. So they're playing in Mexico. So there you go. That's the answer to that. But Hernan Perez yesterday was 2-for-4, run scored. He had an RBI last year. So I drafted this guy in our mock draft, Corey, our first mock draft, and another one coming up for you.
AL only one.
I think it was AL only.
Whatever.
That's an AL. I said NL. Sorry, whatever. Batted 272.
Perez.
He had 13 homers and 34 steals last year, Core, in 123 games. Now, he doesn't have a starting role on the Brewers. Do you trust him?
Well, you have to be. Listen, one thing that I truly believe is that the talent will always figure out a way to get itself into the lineup. So this is a guy that you can put on your watch list. But right now, he's one of those late guys you take as a corner infielder, but in a 15-team league, very deep. So let's see how he does while he's playing in the WBC. It's going to be interesting, a guy to watch and monitor. So I think that he will have a shot. He's hit 2 home runs in the spring, you know what I mean? So you got to be able to find a spot in the lineup. He's not a regular spot. But, you know, what he does is he sees action at different positions. So I don't know.
So it's all around about saying you have no idea.
Arnon Perez.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I like him. I think he's a really, really talented guy, but there is no obvious position which is going to kill his draft stock. Like, do you take a shot at him at the end of the draft? Yes, absolutely. The numbers bear that. But when you're telling me, if you just have your opening day lineup, how am I going to draft the guy that's not going to be in the opening day lineup? How do I do that?
I don't think you can do it. Like, you can do it, but don't temper your expectations.
Right.
That's what you have to do in a situation like that. Put him on your watch list monitor, but I do believe that talent always finds a way to get itself into the lineup. And this kid right here can steal bases, too, so speed kills. So, yeah, I would take a flyer on Arnon Perez.
Where, though?
Very late in the draft, right?
Yeah.
Very late in the draft.
But, like, in our mock draft, I didn't take him that late. I took him, like, in the 15th, 16th, something like that. Is that too early?
Yeah, I think that's too early, Greg. He's still drafting starters at that point.
Yeah, but like, he's good though. That's the annoying part. Like, he's a good player. 34 steals, double-digit home runs, back 270. He's good.
Listen, last year after the All-Star break last year, he slashed 289, 313, 449. So that's solid right there. Also, 34 stolen bases last year too. Yeah, you got to figure out a way to get this guy in the lineup. Greg, the talent supersedes it, but you have to be careful, you know what I'm saying, because the manager is not looking at it that way. But us fantasy managers are.
Yeah, they are. So, as I said,
he struck out 21% of the time last year too.
Well, it's not terrible. The average what is 20%, right?
Yeah, so it's a little
high. I mean, it hurts, but it's not terrible.
No, it's not at all. He don't walk either. He need better plate discipline. Maybe that'll help him get more at bats.
You know how we're just talking about high BABIP, and I convinced you out on Tom Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
So Tyler Naquin had a really good second half for Cleveland last year. Or, you know, I shouldn't say really good second half, a good second half. Last year, the overall line was 296, 372, 514. Those are good numbers.
That is.
He had 14 homers and 43 ribbies. His BABIP, 411.
Hmm.
He has a 533 batting average this spring, though. And he had a pinch hit home run yesterday. Can I interest you, Corey Parson, in Tyler Naquin?
Yeah, I think Tyler Naquin is a player, another guy that you can get in on late in the outfield. It's going to be interesting to see what his thing is. Now, playing time will not be an issue for Mr. Naquin.
No, shouldn't be.
Michael Brantley goes back. Yeah, that's the thing, right? I'm about to say it's a player I'm missing. That's the thing right there. So you might get Brantley back in the mix. But for the most part, he seems like he's fine. Not bothered by the ankle that bothered him towards the end of the year last year. So, I don't think you have to worry about him for his opening day status. So Tyler Naquin is a player I'm in on late. He'll give you a nice batting average, probably in that 280 range. Power is not really his game. He's a 10-10 guy. 10 homers, 10 stolen bases. Not real much fantasy production. Another guy as an OF5.
I thought you were continuing.
No, OF5. Would you like him as an OF5?
Do I like him as an OF5? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could buy that. Jake Lamb, another player we talked about earlier this spring, Corey, starting third baseman here for the Arizona Diamondbacks, batting .529 in the spring. He's got two homers. Last year, he only batted .249, but he had a ton of power with almost 30 home runs and 91 ribbies. He's 26 years old, right in the middle of the prime. The average goes up. A lot to like about Jake Lamb. Where are you taking him? Where do you feel comfortable with that?
I feel comfortable with Jake Lamb probably in those middle rounds when you start to put together, you know, after you get your core pitching and hitting, then guys like Jake Lamb come into play. I don't really think the tier drop off is really that big at third base, so Jake Lamb slots right into there. Maybe around that third base, 15 to 20. I look at him in that range, playing in that good offensive ballpark. So if he stays healthy and gets a proper amount of at bats, then I think you'll see about 20 home runs. But like you said, 20-25 home runs, the batting average probably in that. You want to get it up to that 260 range for him to truly hit his fantasy value. The young man can play.
Where do you think his ADP currently is? Because I have the answer.
His ADP is, what is he, in the early hundreds?
148.
148. Okay. That's decent.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
I like that way he's going.
13th round pick?
Yeah, I think Ronis took him in Tout Wars. No, Ronis took Alex Bregman.
Alex Bregman. He took Bregman pretty early, right? Yeah, if I remember correctly.
Yes, yeah, 15-team league. So Bregman was a player I was targeting too.
Yeah,
I was looking at him on that night.
One other name I want to talk to you about, or two other names rather, that I want to talk to you about yesterday. Lucas Giolito,
mm-hmm.
Big White Sox prospect, allowed 3 hits, 1 run over 4 innings, and he's got a 2 ERA this spring. Can he win a rotation spot? And if he does, will you draft him?
Oh boy. I do believe that that the Chicago hurler can win a rotation spot. I think here's the thing. I think I'd like him to win a rotation spot, but I'm really not really on these young pitchers. He's going to compete for that final spot with guys like Derek Holland and Ronaldo Lopez. But I think that Giolito will end up getting a spot in this rotation. Am I going to draft him? I just don't like that these young prospect pitchers, when they come up, they do have good stuff, but it's really a hard time for them to harness their command. So I'm kind of staying off these young players this year.
The White Sox, to me, very careful, Lucas Giolito, they have nothing to win, right? They have absolutely nothing to
gain
here.
Still, you're trying, though.
No. Of course. So I think I'm staying off him as well because they're not going to rush him to the majors. They'll be very, very delicate. They're probably not going to win many games.
Exactly. There you go right there. So that makes sense, too, also. So, yeah, send him out there. Give him a shot. Like I said, I'm just not in on these young pitchers like that.
Does that include someone we talked about yesterday with Matt Modica, Sean Manaea? Manaea, 3 hits, 3 2/3 innings. Only really allowed the Adam Duvall home run. Your boy Adam Duvall hit a homer yesterday. He's got his rotation spot locked down. Are you in on Sean Manaea after yesterday?
Sean Manaea is a dude that I will probably be in on a little bit later on in drafts. I like that young pitcher. I like the ballpark he's in also. So
okay.
He's a young pitcher that I would give some consideration to. Jake Lamb went in the ninth the other night, by the way, to Anthony Perry.
But it's 15 team.
Yeah, in the 15
teams. A little bit different.
Yep.
A little bit different. So, all right, there you go. Those are some of your spring training report from yesterday. Let's come back. We have his Mike Lyon. It's supposed to be you versus Marcus, but I guess I'll have to step up to the plate.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. It is Friday.
It is Friday. It's our game. So yeah. I don't want to lose that. So. Oh, no, I'm here.
Yeah, let's go. Me versus Greg.
Corey, Greg, is Mike Lyon next. We're back here. It's Friday. On the Roto Experts in the morning. We're hanging. It's popping, Corey.
Ain't nothing much. Getting ready for a little Is Mike, and that's the drill, right?
Yeah, I believe you're defending champion.
Who else would be?
Well, certainly not me. I haven't played in months.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I'm back now, though. I'm back. Because let's get it done. Michael Florio, what's up, man?
Nothing. How are you guys?
I'm good. I hear Scott Angle trying to talk his way back onto the Is Mike Lyon.
Oh yeah, he says he's the defending champ. He wants to defend it, but
should we allow that, Corey?
He's gonna be breathing heavy when he get up here.
Yeah, no, you know what? We're gonna have a new champ. We'll have a new champ.
Yeah, we'll have a new champ.
No. You know, Scott, I changed my mind. Scott is the champion. He deserves an opportunity to defend his title.
Hi, Scotty.
He is. He does. He'll be on the OGs next with you.
Yeah.
Along with George Kurtz.
Mm-hmm.
Old school fantasy hour. But he is the reigning and defending Is Mike Lyon champion. I think he deserves a shot.
He's headed into the studio.
Good. He earned Lord. It. He earned it. Well, I can't take away something he's earned.
So, Greg, are you still going to play?
I'm still going to play.
All right. Three-man panel.
It'll be a three-man panel today. It was supposed to be, you know, to be fair, Corey, these questions are a little bit easier today. Marcus Coon was supposed to play.
Hey, George, I'm doing a segment on air with the guys, so I can't call you.
Oh, no, that's interesting.
Hey, Mike, you might want to turn your mic off.
Jesus. What's going on, Corey, today, this guy?
He's slumping. He's in a slump. he needs a slump buster.
He's a slump buster.
No, don't apologize. It's okay, kid. I made plenty of mistakes, and I was brutalized for it.
Sure, I could brutalize Florio if you'd like.
No, don't do that to him. I don't want the kid to have to go through what I went through. You know what I'm saying?
I guess nobody deserves that kind of heat.
No, nobody deserves to have your friends turn your back on you like that.
The defending champion for Is Mike Lyon is the king, Scott Angle, who, as I mentioned, will be on Old School Fantasy Hour. He also is the managing editor of RotoExperts.com. You can get the exclusive edge package right now from RotoExperts.com. Use free radio when you check out, and it will help you through your baseball draft. But not just that, all of your baseball needs all season long. It has you covered. It is 800 player profiles right now. Enhanced cheat sheets. It's rotoexperts.com. Exclusive edge package right now. Free radio when you check out. Scotty, also the co-host, of course, in Sincata and Angle in the morning, 6 to 8 a.m. before us, as we Corey and I like to call it, a little pregame show. So, Scotty, what's up, my man?
Good to be back.
Welcome
on
back
with
to the
Roto
Experts.
Feels comfortable.
Oh, it's good to have you in your seat. We're all rolling again. We're good. You're the defending champion of Is Mike Lyon. As always, when would you like to go?
I will go third.
You will go third, which means Corey Parson will kick this thing off. And away we go.
Kirk Cousins threw for more yards than Aaron Rodgers.
True.
Oh, Kirk Cousins threw for more yards than Aaron Rodgers in 2016?
Yep, that is the question.
That is the question. That seems true.
True.
It is true.
49-50.
49-17, right? Oh, on, right, there.
Right there.
And 4,428 for Rodgers. So it was a wide gap between the two.
Oh. Yeah, Cousins not. Cousins got it done. They had no balance. Neither team had balance on offense, but Cousins was winging it. That's why people were saying that Cousins is getting this money now, because
right.
he purposely compiled stats so he can get paid.
Sure.
I don't blame the guy.
We see how Florio is, right, Scott?
Compiling clips.
Yeah.
Frank Gore rushed for more yards than Melvin Gordon.
Frank Gore rushed for more yards than Melvin Gordon. Now, Melvin, I shouldn't tell you my logic. I shouldn't tell you my logic because I'm playing the game, so I don't want to say anything. Frank Gore rushed for more yards than Melvin Gordon. That is true.
False.
Frank Gore rushed for more yards than Melvin Gordon. This is close. I'm going to say that this is tough right here. Gordon didn't run for 1,000. I don't. And if Gore ran for 1,000, he barely got to 1,000. I'm going to say this is true.
So we got two trues and a false?
We do.
It is true. Corey, your logic was right on the money.
Yeah. What was it for Gore?
Melvin Gordon, 997. Mm-hmm. Remember he got hurt? I think that, yep. Right before he hit 1,000.
I was going to say that out loud, but I'm playing, so I didn't.
And Gore had 1,025.
There you go. There you go. Frankie Gore, the old man.
I think Frank Gore has played 16 games, at least 16 games in six straight seasons.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think that
remember
is correct.
Remember he used to be injury prone.
Remember he used to be injury prone? Mm-hmm. Now he can't get off the damn field, Scott.
It's true.
Why are you smiling at me like that?
What?
I
don't good got to nothing, see you.
I don't got nothing for you.
Why don't
question
that?
Number three.
I'm going to get you for that trick you tried yesterday, too.
Question
trick,
number three with the king, Scott Angle leading us off.
According to UberFacts, 46% of college-aged American women find
Scott
Tinder
knows
photos.
Nothing about this.
Because I'm not in college, dumbass.
They find Tinder photos of a man holding a fish more attractive.
Corey's running out to the fish store.
Does that mean you're answering true?
Scott,
I'm going to say true.
I forgot how to play.
You said true? That's a man holding a fish. Because you see, this is the kind of guy that can go home, they can go out, a man's man. I can don't worry about it, baby. I can always feed you because I can go pull a fish. I can go pull a fish out the water. I hope this is not true, but I will say true.
I kind of think it's false. I feel like you changed dog to fish. But I'm going to say true anyway.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
How crazy is this?
So if any of you are on Tinder, get a picture of you holding a goldfish or something.
So no, you're getting it wrong. It's a big fish.
No,
Mike.
I know. It's like when you go fishing. But where are we going to go fishing around here?
Little Neck Bay.
East River.
I don't think you want to hold up anything that you would catch there.
Yeah.
No, this is what you do. I don't know how it is in Queens, fellas. But in Uptown, they got fish markets.
Right.
And you can go buy a fish. You can go out there.
They got that
Queens too. They go purchase a fish.
I thought you were gonna say you have a secret spot where you can go fishing.
You walk down the Hudson River.
You gotta show them a text.
Yeah,
they give you a fishing pole.
And then you
fantasy fisher.
Yeah,
well done, Florio. All right, question number four.
The Texans had the fewest receiving touchdowns last year.
Whose turn is it?
Yours.
Texans had the fewest receiving touchdowns last year.
As a team, yes.
I'm going to say that is false.
I'm just going to play the odds. There's 31 other teams, so it's probably false.
True.
Scotty falls behind two questions. It is false. They were tied for second.
I'm not going to tell you.
I was going to say, do you want to guess?
Tied for second. So is there one team in front of them?
One team in front of them.
Scotty, do you get the question wrong? So you have the first opportunity. So even though I'm playing, I'm still an objective host of the game as well.
The Rams.
Boom.
Boom! And he gets his point back. Nice job, Scotty.
Thank you.
The Rams had 14.
Nice job, Scotty. And Scott remains 1 point back from both Corey and myself as we head to question number 5.
Robert Turbin led the Colts in rushing touchdowns.
Hmm. Did he have more touchdowns than Frankie Gore? That's really the only, that's really it.
That's really the question.
That's the question. Did Robert Turbin have more rushing touchdowns in 2016 than Frank Gore? It was rushing touchdowns, right? That's total
rushing
touchdowns?
Rushing touchdowns, yes.
I believe it's true.
He had a long career streak of no touchdowns at all.
Whose turn is it?
Scott!
Yeah. I'm going to say true.
Robert Turbin, more rushing touchdowns. True. Frank Gore had a lot of receiving touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. You all said true?
Yes.
It is true. Mm-hmm. He had, the amount he had, though, was really surprising to me. He had seven
six.
Rushing.
There was six. Okay.
Frank Gore had four, but I believe he had four receiving as well. So total, he had more.
That's why I clarified.
The interesting thing, he had a career streak of, like, most games played active without scoring a touchdown.
And now he has
until he
seven.
Scored a touchdown with like Dallas like 2 years ago.
Now he had seven. Yeah. How about that? Pretty yeah. good. All right. We'll take a break here. What are the scores, Michael, please?
It is 5 for you and Corey yeah. and 4 for Scott.
I believe that makes us 5 for 5. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's perfect games for Corey and myself. How about
you just
that? That is
it.
Exact. Roto Experts in the morning getting it done.
Rocking it.
It's kind of angling. I don't think I want to step back. Hey, it's the Roto Experts in the morning. We'll take our final break and we'll wrap up. Is Mike Lyon and wrap up the week? Coming up next. Halfway through is Mike Lyon. In the lead, Corey Parson and myself, my return to the game for the first time, probably 2017, honestly.
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't played in a long time. But Scott Angle is joining us here on the Roto Experts in the morning because he's the defending champion.
Or as Greg would say, the
Roto Experts in the morning. Like that?
I love when you do that.
Question number 6 is yours.
According to UberFacts, Super Mario 64 is no longer Nintendo's best-selling game.
Ooh. Super Mario 64 is no longer Nintendo's best-selling game, according to UberFacts.
True.
True.
I want to remain perfect. According to UberFacts, Super Mario 64 is no longer Nintendo's best-selling game. I believe that is false.
One of you will still be perfect.
Well, obviously, because one of us said true and one of us said false, you schmuck.
It is Corey Parson.
That is wrong, right?
Fantasy exactly.
That is still perfect.
Damn it!
It is no longer. It had a long reign, man. That game came out, what, like 20 years ago, I want to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is now. It has been surpassed by the newest Legend of Zelda game for the Wii.
I was going to say that new Zelda.
Oh, I didn't even know that came out, so it's my own fault. I apologize. All right, Corey is perfect.
I have a Wii.
Oh, you do?
Well,
small week, yeah.
That was a good one. This has been a nice week for taking the shots at the fantasy executive.
It's always a good week.
Yeah,
for that.
All right, I'm gonna make sure I come back strong next week.
All right,
yeah,
Corey,
don't get caught sleeping again.
Corey Parson, Corey Parson, perfect on the day as we had a question.
My son has the Wii U,
number 7.
Yeah,
the Giants had the fewest rushing touchdowns last year. Whose question is it?
It's Corey's. He's thinking.
The New York Giants had the fewest rushing touchdowns last year. The New York Giants rushing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that this is true.
I think it's true.
You'd say false.
Scott took his shot, and it did not work out.
Yeah!
It is true. You don't know how many they had all year?
2?
6. Hmm.
I think they're terrible.
You gave them... You were really low on them, too.
No, I remember they sucked, man. I don't know, watch nothing.
It also hurts them that, you know, they probably have the least mobile quarterback in the league.
He is a statue.
Question number 8. Alex Smith led all quarterbacks in rushing touchdowns.
We know it's not Eli Manning.
Alex Smith led all quarterbacks in rushing touchdowns. My question, and I believe that is false. Scott.
True.
False.
So we have a false, a true, and a false?
Two falses and a true, as some would say.
The Roto experts got this one right.
Of course we did. Come on here. Scott, you're the only one that got the question wrong. Corey, perfect through eight. Corey, Scotty, question is yours.
The lead.
No. Oh, Scott's got it wrong.
There's two guys.
Okay.
Two guys that are ahead of him.
Scott.
Two guys are ahead of him.
You can name one.
Name
one, please.
Aaron Rodgers.
No.
I will go next, since it was my question first, and you will go Corey. I will go with Cam Newton.
No. Cam Newton was tied with Alex Smith.
Okay.
Dak Prescott.
That is one.
Corey extends the lead. Scott, you?
I'm gonna say Jameis Winston.
No.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yes.
There we go.
They each had six. Alex Smith had five.
Point. Can I get a score update here, Mike, please?
Greg has eight.
Thank you.
Corey has nine through eight questions.
Wow, this is as perfect
and
as it gets.
Scott has five.
Wow, this could be the end of an era for Scott Engel here.
He stayed his ass downstairs.
Question number.
The guy who didn't get anything right last week.
It's new week, new game. He's perfect through eight as we go to question number nine for Scotty.
According to Uberfacts, The Office was the first British series to win a Golden Globe for Best Television Series in the comedy field.
I go first here.
You do.
False.
The Office.
The British version of
The
it,
British
of course.
Version of The Office. I'm going to go false also.
It's false.
According to Uberfacts, this is true.
It is not. No.
Son of a gun.
Hold on. Read the question again.
According to Uberfacts, The Office was the first British series to win a Golden Globe for Best Television Series in Comedy.
I thought it was an Emmy. I didn't listen.
I was.
Because there was no way it would win an Emmy, because it's only American shows. So the Golden Globe was freaking stupid.
I'm sorry that Corey's perfect game gets ruined on an Uberfacts.
That's a BS question. I'm sorry, Corey. All right. Corey's at 1 point on me as we go into the final question, question number 10. Scott is like 17 points back.
It is 8-9-5.
8-9-5. Corey, you lead off with the final question.
The Cowboys led the NFL in rushing touchdowns.
There you go.
False.
I should say true, but I'll hope. I think it's false. I'll go false.
True.
It is false.
It is false. Okay. Scotty, you have been officially eliminated from contention.
We will have a new champion.
We will have a new champion. Scotty, thank you for playing. How many more teams?
One.
One team had more rushing touchdowns. Now, to be fair, because I'm an objective host, Corey, this was your question, so you get to answer first. If you get it right, you are the brand new Is Mike Lyon question. Is Mike Lyon champion, if you get this question right.
He's sitting at 10 points already right now, so he can get more than 10 points.
All right, repeat the question for me.
The Cowboys led the NFL in rushing TDs. That was
false.
There is one team with more.
One team with more rushing touchdowns than the Dallas Cowboys. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
No.
Oh, I got a chance now. One team came to mind here. I have two teams now that have come to mind all of a sudden. I have two teams that have come to my mind here.
The exec thinks he knows it.
He does. I'm going to go with the New England Patriots.
No, the Patriots were fifth. And if you're wondering, the Steelers, they were 16th.
So I didn't. So I had a gut feeling I did not say that. I saw the Patriots are on TV right now.
Yeah.
So I looked at them. Oh, Patriots. Okay. So I went with the Patriots. I'm wrong. I hope my gut feeling wasn't right. Corey.
The Buffalo Bills.
Was that your gut feeling, Greg?
No.
That is the correct answer.
Yay!
Which means your winner.
And a
new Is Mike Lyon champion. Finally, next Friday, he will come here and actually be the reigning, defending, undisputed champion.
Oh, yeah.
It's the fantasy executive, Corey Parson.
Hey, so
next week he's going to say, I didn't win last week.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills. So the only question I got wrong was the Uber facts about a British television show.
I got two more
show.
NFL ones if you want to test your luck, Corey.
Yeah, yep. Let's see what we got.
The Bills had the fewest receiving yards in the NFL last year.
See, they had that big game where they went off against the Jets. Then they had some other games down the stretch too, with Tyrod. Tyrod had too good of a middle of the season. So I'm going to say that's false.
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 It is false. There was one team with less.
One team with less, Scotty.
The Jets.
No.
Good guess.
The Texans.
No.
Oh, it's the 49ers.
Yes.
San Francisco 49ers.
So the last question I had, there were over 30 wide receivers that put up a 1,000-yard season.
Wow.
30 wide receivers put up a 1,000-yard season. True. I will say 30 is a lot. I'll say false.
False.
It is false. There was only 25.
20. Yeah, that's what I thought. Sky, rough day for you today.
Name all 25.
Corey had like 15 out of in 12 questions.
For the next hour, I'll name all 25.
Nice job. Oh, that'd be fun. Nice job, Scotty. Nice job, Corey. Up next.
Good week, Greg. Good week.
It's been a fun week.
Good week.
The Old School Fantasy Hour comes up next. The OGs, Corey Parson, yep. George Kurtz, and Scott Engel. My name is Greg Sussman. We will be back Monday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern. You do not want to miss it. For Corey Parson and Scott Engel, I'm Greg Sussman. Have a wonderful Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. And we will see you right back here Monday morning, 8 a.m. Bye-bye.